to DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden travels to Poland to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC there are now concerns about China's level of involvement in the war.
We've been watching this very, very closely. And for the most part, China has been engaged in providing rhetorical, political, diplomatic support to Russia. But we have information that gives us concern that they are considering providing lethal support to Russia.
On ABC's This Week, he said he raised that issue with China's foreign minister during their meeting in Munich. North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles, its second weapons test in 3 days. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, say they feel sick after 11 cars on a freight train derailed, some of which had hazardous chemicals, even though authorities say the air and water samples show the area safe. The German anti-war movie All Quiet on the Western Front won Best Picture and 6 other prizes at the BAFTAs, the top film awards in the UK. This is ABC News. Worshippers at Jimmy Carter's hometown church showed their support after the former president's foundation revealed Saturday that the 98-year-old is now terminally ill.
Members of the Maranatha Baptist Church in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, lifting up the man they affectionately call Uncle Jimmy in prayer.
We do lift the Carter family, Lord, to you. Lord, especially Mrs. Carter.
For decades, Carter taught Sunday school lessons here.
We don't have anything to dread out to do.
Until his declining health kept him from the podium.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, led the box office with $104 million. It's produced by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. And the return of Carnival in Brazil was marred in parts of the Sao Paulo state by heavy rain. Several cities canceled their festivities. The rain triggered flooding and landslides that are being blamed for the deaths of at least 26 people in 2 cities. And there are fears that toll could increase. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life 3 wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Our military, through the North American Aerospace Defense Command, so-called NORAD, closely scrutinized our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up more slow-moving objects above our country, around the world. In doing so, they track 3 unidentified objects, one in Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron in the Midwest. They acted in accordance with established parameters for determining how to deal with unidentified aerial objects in U.S. airspace. At their recommendation, I gave the order to take down these 3 objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic and because we could not rule out the surveillance risk of sensitive facilities.
Thank you, Dark Brandon.
Who got a clean bill of health yesterday.
Yes, he certainly did. Also, Travis cannot talk enough about these balloons. So let's... Oh, look. Oh, why look. Trump officials knew about Mr. Balloons but never connected the dots to China.
Damn balloons.
Huh. Hmm. I'm sure a lot of Republicans will be very consistent in their criticism then of Trump, who missed this entirely. Defense officials during the Trump administration were aware of other spy balloons incursions into U.S. territory, but never reported these incidents, so the White House never reached a definitive conclusion that they originated from China. That's because they had a completely incompetent commander-in-chief, and they were afraid to tell him anything because he's a lunatic.
You know what they needed? A headless time-traveling woman to tell them what was going on with the balloons.
That's correct. Okay, let's go back to this story, because how could we ever leave it even for a minute? So the... Between texts from Laura Ingraham and her producers.
This lady.
This is just fantastic. Sometimes the comedy gods listen to us. Okay, so this would be the woman... If you thought Sidney Powell was crazy, this is the
this
woman...
This is where Sidney Powell gets crazy from.
She claims
this is a woman that Sidney Powell trusted.
A trusted advisor to Sidney Powell.
Yes, a woman who claimed to be a headless time-traveling entity. This combines all our favorite
movies. Someone get Barbara
movies,
Hershey.
All our favorite movies. Oh my God, it's Barbara Hershey. Barbara Hershey and Jodie Foster could get together. It's like she got her information from In a Wind, and she's an entity.
Oh, I'm talking about the best.
Nell meets Entity.
The best
reunion
movie ever. We have Bette Midler play.
It's daughter of Entity.
Bette Midler can play Sidney Powell, and Barbara Hershey can play this woman.
All my dreams are coming true. Okay. A court filing cited a wild email Sidney Powell sent to Fox to support her claims of voter fraud. Okay, you're not effing with me, right?
This is an actual story
that Hugo Lowell is reporting. Okay.
No, this isn't Hugo Lowell reporting. This is Business Insider reporting, but okay. Hugo Lowell had some additional deets.
The email, which Powell forwarded, came from a person who describes themselves as decapitated. Powell...
Powell used it as a proof of her voter fraud claims before a Fox appearance, according to the Dominion lawsuit. Trump-allied lawyer Sidney Powell sent Fox an email full of wild claims for a woman claiming to be a decapitated time traveler.
As you do.
You were saying this proves something from Back to the Future.
This is important for Back to the Future 2, because in Back to the Future 2, they tell us if you run into yourself, you will pass out, and could cause a break in the space-time continuum.
But if you were headless, you can't run into yourself and see yourself.
So you know what? This woman was saving the universe and all of time.
Yeah. Why are you beheading yourself?
Decapitated time travel. This is important. Details are important.
Are we going into the multiverse with this?
The source claimed, I'm going to need more.
It's coming.
Heavenly Choir.
It runs out after a bit.
This woman does not run out.
I know.
She's a gift that keeps on giving.
She claimed that Dominion was to blame for election irregularities and also described herself as internally decapitated.
Wait.
That's
different than decapitated.
What's the definition of internally decapitated?
Kids, I can only.
I'm going to say that means her head was full of nothing.
Who am I?
Just a big old balloon right here on top of her head.
like it.
There's no explanation as to what internally decapitated means. Except maybe instead of externally decapitated, she just in her head feels like she might be decapitated.
Lost all will to live?
Maybe.
I'm going to Google internally decapitated just to see.
Yeah,
safe search.
Just put the tip in, just to see. Okay. Who am I and how do I know all this? I've had the strangest dream since I was a little girl. I was internally decapitated and yet I live. The wind, capitalized, tells me I'm a ghost, but I don't believe it.
Is she a ghost in a wind,
tells her she's a chickapee.
Is she a ghost from a wishing well?
Again, no further information.
Okay,
Chris,
all right.
But perhaps. Yes, Travis.
Internal decapitation is a thing, and you can't survive it.
Can you?
It is when the skull becomes detached from the spinal cord.
I hate when that happens. At another point, she described herself as being able to time travel in a semi-conscious state.
Mm-hmm. Semi?
Bartiromo said during her deposition for the case that she was aware of the email and called it nonsense. However, during that November 8th appearance, neither Powell nor Bartiromo mentioned the email. Oh, that's interesting.
They left that out conveniently.
But gave credence to the allegation that election fraud was taking place and that Dominion was helping. Okay. Malia Bartiromo. Oh, no. I can't go to prison. I'm too pretty.
Oh, yeah. With her jugs?
This is Travis. I don't want the story to be over. There's nothing.
You know.
There's nothing that comes after this.
Let's put it out into the universe that we need to know more. Just let the universe.
I just want to do this story forever and ever. I don't want to ever move on.
I am a humble man. I am not internally decapitated. I cannot time travel semi-consciously.
Oh my God.
Chris. But I want to know more
Nell
about it.
Meets the entity.
Daughter of entity.
Daughter of Nell's entity.
We've been pining for Son of Entity, the sequel. Why not make this the sequel?
We were asking for the wrong thing all along.
And all this time we need a Daughter of Entity.
We could have gone home anytime we wanted to.
There's no place like Entity. There's no place like Entity.
Okay, speaking of election losers, oh my God,
We need to give everybody out there homework. Watch The Entity with Barbara Hershey so that you understand what we're talking about.
She is.
I've never seen it, and I understand completely what we're talking about.
She is continually raped by a sound effect, despite the fact that you could hear it coming. Oh, no.
Can you hear it coming when you're internally decapitated?
I don't know. Maybe that's the part.
And we say that Son of Entity, the sequel, is an invisible child, much like Not Me in Family Circus.
That's right.
That runs around and does things.
Yes. Shenanigans ensue.
Exactly.
Not me. Can't see me.
We didn't know that he was the innocent one, when actually it was the girl that was running, the daughter was out there running around doing election interference.
The decapitated entity with
the Benjamin Modi machine.
He's the invisible son of rape. And that does not seem funny, Chris. I can't believe you even... Not me.
Okay. Well, Barbara Hershey had children. Her character had children.
Real ones,
in the movie.
Real ones that weren't invisible.
Right.
Right.
But it was the invisible one that caused all the trouble.
Yeah, that's what causes all the trouble because you can't see them.
Not me.
Those cookies go missing.
Not me.
Okay.
You know,
Jody,
by the time
this is the weirdest Friday show ever. Jody's not even here.
Right. By the time John and Hal get here, they're going to be like, what the hell are you people talking about? Time traveling?
Yeah.
Decapitated people?
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think Hal should explain this whole thing to us.
I was on the subject of election losers. Oh, Carrie Lake lost again. An Arizona appeals court has rejected Carrie Lake's challenge of her November loss to Katie Hobbs again. Oh, Carrie. It's another horror film, Carrie.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy that election denier? Who's going to make that big mistake?
Rocky Mountain Mike. Wow, now they're on the subject of horror films. Why not? Why not do a remake of Carrie with Carrie Lake, right? Katie Hobbs, and one day goes to pay her respects and her hand comes up under the dirt. Ah! I won! I'm the duly elected governor of Arizona.
Who's going to spill the pig blood
on her? Yeah, I was going to say, is somebody going to dump pig blood on her when she's announcing that she won the election that she didn't win?
Uh-huh. Who's going to throw tampons at her?
And then she lights the gym on fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we need a little vacation. Okay, hey, who said the wonderful thing about young people is they have no patience in the best of ways, no patience with bigotry, no patience with people destroying the planet, no patience with this endless scourge of gun violence. We need more of that impatience. Who said that?
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
No, future Senator Adam Schiff.
Oh.
Who believes the children are the future.
He's good.
That's fantastic. Hello, Georgia.
Oh,
wow. Hi, Georgia, North Dakota.
Winter.
Hi, George.
Hi, Mama. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to call because I have to admit, I was a little triggered when I heard you say that John Fetterman was getting mocked for checking in for depression.
Yes.
I'm a nurse up here in North Dakota, and I have had to treat patients who have status post-CVA. And I have a friend who has who's had a stroke. And it's gut-wrenching sometimes to hear them say, you know, I wish that stroke had killed me because I can't live like this. I can't put my family through this. When you're fully independent and you suffer a stroke, even if it's a minor stroke, and you lose partial control or partial feeling in your body, it is absolutely devastating.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
And it's gut-wrenching to hear them say this. So when I hear that, and I know Trump and all of the maggots are listening to you right now, I just want to say I don't condone violence, but if I hear you say that and you're in arm's reach, you're probably going to need the ER. And I'm 6'4", 300 pounds. I can do that.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately this is the, you know, the world we find ourselves in. You know, people post all the time when Trump says something, him mocking that disabled reporter, saying this should have been over right then.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's when all this started. But anyway, thank you, George. I appreciate it. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Line.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Speaking of needing a vacation, well, we've got choices. Choices, choices, choices. AmericanCruiseLines.com.
I want to eat something delicious.
Oh, funny you should mention that. How about an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine?
I was hoping for something more creole.
Pardon me?
I was hoping for something more Creole from New Orleans.
Oh, Cajun cuisine in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you could do the Mississippi River tour.
Okay.
But what if you want to go to the historic harbors and seaside villages of New England?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Maine, the coast of Maine really is beautiful.
Oh,
I used to spend summers there.
It's craggy and beautiful. Yes, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Newport, the scenic rivers and intimate ports among Maine's protected coastline, the Acadia National Park.
You persuaded me. You persuaded
me. It's a schooner in Camden Harbor. Whee!
I'm in. Okay, I'm in for this.
Look at it in a win. Okay. Best of all, the authentic lobster bake. Mama loves her some lobster.
You got me there.
Uh-huh. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468. 5468.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day may be over, but it is not too late to give yourself the gift of looking years younger. And it's easy thanks to Genucel. Their most popular package is 70% off. It includes the next generation of skincare technology, Genucel's probiotic moisturizer, absolutely free. These super ingredients, commonly found in yogurt, can have the same nourishing benefits and goodness for your skin. Probiotic extracts target bad bacteria on the surface of your skin to restore balance to your skin's microbiome for a noticeably clearer complexion and visibly younger appearance. See those fine lines, wrinkles, skin redness, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness visibly disappear right before your eyes. We all use it here at the Stephanie Miller Show and love it. With its immediate effects, you can see results in under 12 hours, guaranteed your money back. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie, Genucel.com/Stephanie. During this extended blowout sale, every order at Genucel.com includes an exclusive beauty box with two luxury Genucel gifts for you to try. Order now. Limited quantities available. Genucel.com/Stephanie, GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though. Learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
On Saturday night.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana in Massachusetts. Love letter for you, Travis.
Uh-oh.
It's for you. Hi, Dana.
Huh. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I was just calling. Hi. I wanted to call and tell you that you have absolute treasures on your show.
I do.
And Travis, especially Travis, are just the apple. They make my day. And that entire headless conversation a minute
yes.
ago
yes.
was just the perfect amount of nerd. You need to give him a raise.
Yes. Okay. No, but thank you for...
This
serves as a raise. This is all he needs.
I've listened to Idiot of the Week enough. Like, so when I see that kind of reportage,
right.
I really, really invest in it.
Yeah. It's... The comedy gods are not
guys.
As good to us every day, but thank you,
right.
Dana, for...
Yeah.
We acknowledge the days the comedy gods gift
right.
us and say thank you.
Can't do bon mots like that
yeah.
every day.
Thank when you, headless time-traveling entity.
I mean, I thought we were winning when it was just Laura Ingraham's producer getting an effing
right.
aneurysm.
Right.
But then,
right.
you don't know good until you see it.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Okay. All right.
Wow.
What? Michelangelo in Denver. Hello. Oh, wait,
you put
sorry.
It back on.
Oh,
you
pardon
do?
Me.
Oh.
Hi, Mike. Welcome. Michelangelo.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello.
Is that, I don't think, oh, no. There's,
hi.
You have two on.
I don't know what I did. Hi, go ahead.
Steph.
Go ahead.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Hi. Steph, it's Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. I don't know. You're not on the board, but go ahead. Oh, my God. It's a headless Karen
okay.
entity.
Are you time traveling, Karen?
That may or may not be Karen.
Is this semi-conscious?
I am. Yes, I am. And
wow.
my stem, what is it, Travis? My stem cell or whatever is detached.
Oh, your brain's
yes,
your brain
floating.
Is detached from your,
yes.
Your skull
yes.
is detached from your spine.
Yeah, you decapitated Michelangelo from
thank
Denver.
You.
It's right now. Look,
I wasn't. I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure what was happening, but
right,
thank you for clarifying
yes.
that for me. Anyway, no, I was just saying to your screener, Krista.
Oh my God,
that,
Karen, you know better than that. I lectured you about that in the past.
I know. Yes,
all right, go ahead, Karen.
Yes, you did. Anyway, no, I just want to say this. I am so sick and tired of these white, well-connected, powerful, privileged white men getting away with everything. You know, the Matt Gaetz thing really triggered me yesterday. It's not right that they can get away with this. But, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, these women who associate and think that they're protected somehow, you're not. You're not going to be protected.
Yeah.
You know, everything that you do that is illegal, believe me, there is going to be consequences for you.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, anyway.
By the way,
yeah.
I love the headline this morning. Trump claims exoneration after no mention of him in the grand jury report with the redacted names. That's because it's redacted, you idiot. You stupid
yeah.
idiot.
Well,
and I hope Glenn Kirshner is right that Fani Willis is going to be the first one to indict him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious that he thinks because he wasn't mentioned because he's the target. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. Exactly. You know, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, did you hear this one? She's saying that the people that stormed the Capitol were Antifa. And this is all after she visited these people in jail
right.
and called them political prisoners.
Right.
So
right.
I think we know who the leader of Antifa is now.
Right. I think she is Marjorie Taylor Greene is the headless entity in this story. Okay, this would lead to Baby's announcement from the bassinet of the 45th. The long-awaited important sections of the Georgia Report, which do not even mention President Trump's name, have nothing to do with the president because President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong.
Huh?
Huh?
The fact is, President, it was President Trump's constitutional duty to ensure the election safety, security, and integrity. President Trump will always keep fighting for the time for true and honest elections in America. Thank you to the special grand jury in this great state of Georgia for your patriotism and courage and total exoneration. The USA is very proud of you. This doesn't mean what you think it means.
He sounds like a headless time traveler.
He's an entity.
Wow.
He does not know what's coming for him, does he?
No. 29 minutes after that. I know it's coming for me. John Fugel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Next.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden travels to Poland to mark a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC there are now concerns about China's level of involvement in the war.
We've been watching this very, very closely. And for the most part, China has been engaged in providing rhetorical, political, diplomatic support to Russia. But we have information that gives us concern that they are considering providing lethal support to Russia.
On ABC's This Week, he said he raised that issue with China's foreign minister during their meeting in Munich. North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles, its second weapons test in 3 days. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, say they feel sick after 11 cars on a freight train derailed, some of which had hazardous chemicals, even though authorities say the air and water samples show the area safe. The German anti-war movie All Quiet on the Western Front won Best Picture and 6 other prizes at the BAFTAs, the top film awards in the UK. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to 3 women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM WISS 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM WISS 1100 AM.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds.
The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
The issue here is whether or not a vice president who served as president of the Senate should be subject to a subpoena to appear in court.
But would you voluntarily?
The Justice Department has insisted. The Justice Department has insisted on that and on reserving that right in the event this were a matter that would go to trial. And
Chuck, they said Santos. It's so sad when he gets subpoenaed.
Okay. I have rights too. Oh,
God, that's sanctimonious. Could I? Yes, one more. Chuckley said Santa.
We just simply made it clear to them we think it is not only unprecedented, but it's unconstitutional. And so we'll...
Would you be open to volunteer?
But I will tell you, look, as I've said, I've written extensively about this. I've spoken extensively.
It's different than going under oath.
Well, no.
He's written in his book, his stupid book that we're not buying.
Yep.
But we are buying the I'm Not Buying Your Stupid Book t-shirt at StephanieMiller.com, aren't we?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, please bring me my personal comedy.
Diggle sang, diggle sang, diggle sang,
he's so fine.
Diggle sang, diggle sang, sang,
she were mine.
Diggle sang, diggle sang,
hi. Oh, hi, John. Hi.
Hi, kids. Greetings from the New York Bureau. Good morning.
And nobody panic. His hair is, it's not shorn. It is just pulled back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm doing the ponytail this morning, but I'm cutting it soon. Cutting it soon.
Huh?
Boy, thanks for playing that brave Mike Pence clip. It's so great to hear from a guy who desperately wants the votes of people who tried to kill him. It's wonderful.
Yes. Oh, also, wait, do we have 22? He was also very helpful in admitting that they want to blow up Social Security and Medicare, I believe. Isn't he? Yeah, hang on.
We have to have a conversation about reforming entitlements in the days ahead. I think we can replace the New Deal programs with a better deal. I think in Social Security, you can keep all the promises that you made to seniors. You can, people that will retire within the next 20 years, no changes. But to give options to younger Americans to invest a portion of their Social Security in a private savings account and get a better deal,
game.
I think is an idea whose time will come.
Do you think there's an appetite for that?
Look, it's all about leadership, Sandra. I really believe that.
It's all about leadership. Old people just don't know they want to eat cat food yet. That's one of the options that they need to explore. Hi, John.
You nailed it. The only thing scarier than Mike Pence saving democracy is Dan Quayle giving Mike Pence tips on how to save democracy. I mean, can you imagine if those Capitol rioters, can you imagine if they had gotten to Mike Pence and beaten him up?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much he'd be praising Trump now? This guy is going to such incredible lengths to avoid cooperating with law enforcement and telling them the truth. And he's trying to use the speech and debate clause, and he's claiming that because he's the president of the Senate, he can use that to avoid cooperating with law enforcement and telling the truth.
Yeah.
But like the first four lines of it are the senators and representatives. It doesn't apply to vice presidents. Mike Pence has finally become Donald Trump. He's paying lawyers to beat up the Constitution.
Yeah. Listen, I know that you mostly like to kill my justice erection, but...
Oh, gosh.
No, I don't. No,
my
I don't.
Justice
I
just boner. Don't. But I'm just saying, Glenn Kirshner said, I feel like we are... in the end game, and I feel like Fani Willis is going to be first out of the gate based on what we, learned this week. Yeah. But I think the Pence and Meadows subpoenas show that we're at least in the end game federally. I have to hope that Fani Willis, like, who is America's early warning sign?
Black ladies.
Thank you. Why does they have to do everything? She's going to have to go first, I think.
They're going to make her do all the work for it, I'll tell you. But it's pretty amazing. I have never been less scared of Ron DeSantis than I am right now. I've been saying for a very long time, liberals, let's not blow this, because personally, I want to see Donald Trump lose the popular vote a third time. That's just me. But on a scary level, I thought, can 82-year-old Joe Biden stop Ron DeSantis? And I've come to believe he can. Ron DeSantis has already out-racist himself. I'm not really afraid of it. I do fear that if Donald Trump is indicted, he's a lock for the nomination because it's going to make the MAGA faithful more rapidly.
Well,
motivated.
That means Travis and my dream may actually come true, and that is that he will
third party run from jail.
He'll be your dream. He'll lose the popular vote again, but in a third party run from jail, and we all get we all get a win.
That's a dream
right?
big
yeah.
dream.
Thereby
big.
Clearing the field for future President Nikki Haley.
Ah, boy.
Not going to happen.
Do we have 18? Yes, why not? Let's tap into some of the electric energy that is the Nikki Haley presidential run.
So if you had to delineate where, say, you and President Trump differ on issues, where would you start?
Well, first, let's say in reference to Whoopi, you know, the thought of me getting into the race makes the liberals' heads explode. Oh, and so I welcome it because it shows we're doing something right.
Really.
You know, when it comes to what we're looking at now, listen to the first 20 minutes of your show. Look at everything that's wrong in this country and tell me we don't need new leadership. But the difference is we need new generational leadership.
She didn't answer the question.
And by the way, get used to that. And if you don't like that Nikki Haley opinion, don't worry. She's got more. But I kept thinking the best part about her running for president was she'd finally have to announce what her opinions are.
Yeah.
But she still can't. Her only opinion is, I'm the daughter of immigrants, legal immigrants, the kind God likes.
Right.
And she's running for vice president for both Trump and DeSantis. Watch to see this. I would bet money right now that Tim Scott will be the running mate for whichever one of those guys gets the nomination. I mean, they're both running from South Carolina, where the governor, lieutenant governor, and Lindsey Graham have already endorsed Trump.
Yeah, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, please, please, Nikki, go on.
What specific policy areas would you say part with Donald Trump?
What I am saying is I don't kick sideways. I'm kicking forward. Joe Biden is the president. He's the one I'm running against. And what I'm saying is you don't have to be 80 years old to be president. We don't need to have these same people going back again. We need something new. We need a new generation of fighters. We need people that understand where the American, your average American, is coming from. And we shouldn't be afraid to fight for that. And that's what I'm willing to do.
Okay.
I'm not going to kick sideways. I don't have time for that. That's not my focus. I'm kicking forward.
Okay.
It's all about Joe Biden, and it's all about the people in America winning again.
Thank God. Someone is finally running on the Rockettes platform. She's her point is she's 50 and she can kick, and everyone else is old. Well, is that her point?
No. Remember how much they praised her when she took down the Confederate flag?
Yeah.
Remember how much the media praised her?
Yeah.
Some of us don't need 9 black people shot in a church to know the Confederate flag is wrong.
Yeah.
And then she dumped Donald Trump, which was her second Confederate symbol she gave up on. But now she's not going to do anything directly. She'll never directly. She'll make these references to people over 75 should have competency testing, which I don't think is legal in a free society.
And she talked about that. Did she mean the man woman camera test? Is that what she was talking about?
How would Donald Trump do on the competency test if at 76 years old?
You know, I think he did great the last time he did it. I have no reason to think he wouldn't do well this time, but I do think we need it. And it's across the board. I don't think it's for president. I think you look at Congress. Look at all the members of Congress. You have to start doing this for elected officials. When people send someone to Washington, they need to know they're at the top of their game. That's why I think those competency tests are important. We can't have someone like Joe Biden, who's asleep at the wheel, and have China sitting there threatening us and us wondering if he actually knows what's going on. This is good for America to do competency tests. This isn't about person.
Well,
this is about everything that's happening in D.C.
First of all, she just lost Chris LaVoy's vote because she said important.
No.
However.
By the way, Hannity lost 5 million viewers for saying delineate.
Oh, and Biden is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male, as a physician declares. Oh, well.
Yep.
Okay, Nikki. What you got now?
Well, also, I don't think it's a constitutionally sound thing to require a competency test for any candidate. That's not in the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
The qualifications for being president are clearly in the Constitution.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump was bragging that he passed a dementia test, all that did was tell the rest of us they made him take a dementia test.
Correct.
So, by the way, I want to commend Nikki Haley. If you're going for the Republican presidential nomination, attacking senior citizens is a really innovative way to do it.
Yeah.
Well done, Nick Ryan.
And blowing up Social Security and Medicare. Fantastic.
She's going for that Republicans who love immigrants market. Very good, Nimrata.
Yeah.
Good luck.
By the way, you tweeted, Ron DeSantis promises he'll never allow the children of racists to feel bad for 5 minutes about the realities of racism. That's what Stop Woke is. That's all he's selling. It is amazing that this is still what they're running on, is not banning guns, banning books in schools, right?
Yeah, and that's the fear. Look, I mean, all of this stop woke stuff, all it is about white fragility. It's all about it's a white comfort bill, and it's trying to ban white discomfort. If anyone says anything that might make a white kid feel uncomfortable, if anyone in any classroom says anything about LGBT people, any Yahoo can sue anyone they want. That's all these laws are. They're not going to last. It's all Ron DeSantis paying lip service to racists. And the guy is just, it's so myopically stupid that he's still running so hard for the Republican nomination. He's already gone too far racist to ever come back. And
yeah.
So they're going after Joe Biden for his age. I'll tell you, I've said this before, and we have a brand new video that we just put up about this. I don't mind having an 80-year-old president. Harrison Ford is 80, and Paul McCartney's 80, and Carole King is 80. Listen, an 80-year-old president, I don't mind having a guy who's not thinking about his mistress or what his next job is going to be.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, this is the party of Reagan who, clearly had Alzheimer's several years in office. So, by the way, Matt Gaetz, this was a bad week for justice on that front. Matt Gaetz not charged. And you said, Matt Gaetz said, wait, I had to get married for nothing? That's the worst part.
Yeah, but it's a good thing to be very cozy with the Florida DA's office, isn't it? Especially when your dad is a gazillionaire in Florida. Yeah. Well done, Matt.
Yeah. By the way, a fun fact about I did not know about Raquel Welch. You said in 1981, Raquel Welch filled in for Lauren Bacall on Broadway in Woman of the Year for 2 weeks. Her reviews were so good, she was invited back to perform the title role again for 6 months in 1982.
Yep.
I just got sick of everyone talking about how hot she was. She was really hot, undeniably, and she was hot well into her 70s. But she was such a great performer. She was a really good actor. She was a really good singer, a really charming on-camera personality. And so, yeah, I wanted to celebrate, a bit of what she did besides her genetic blessings.
Yeah, yeah.
You, Steph, you're not just a gorgeous girl. Aww. You're good at other things, too. I can't think of them right now, but you have many good things.
All right, but you'll get back to me.
She's built like a surfboard.
Shut up. Okay. I'm Raquel Welch inverted.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Love you, John Fugelsang. SiriusXM Progress, the best channel. John Fugelsang, the best show. Love you.
Tonight, Ilhan Omar joins me. We're going to have a 3-month special, and she's a part of it. And then next week, I'll see you in the studio.
Yay!
John Fugelsang in studio next week. All right, love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, John.
Hey guys, thank you.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dynovite.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie and Clyde, you can tell they are healthy.
They're old dinosaurs.
Healthy and hepped up. They're all hopped up on Dynovite Meal Booster.
Yep.
Listen, you see me every morning. I take my little supplements over here to make sure I have everything I need. I got to do it for my baby children. Introducing Dynovite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meat meal topper that's loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious, meaty taste packed with essential nutrients that help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Dynovite's so confident your pet will benefit from their products. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. They have fantastic treats, too. So you got nothing to lose. Go to Dynovite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynovite.com. Terms apply. See site for details.
A place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, these are crazy, stressful times, so what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's delivered to your door. You don't need a prescription, but this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and deliver a level of chill you've never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. Bottom line, if you could use a little peace and calm in your life, Unwind Synergy is for you. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. CBDistillery.com. Click on Synergy Plus. At checkout, enter Stephanie for 20% off. Again, the code is Stephanie, 20% off, CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
No way. Jay Daisy, Sidney Powell used to be your boss?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but details, girl.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
But, I've wondered, because I've tried to look this up and find any reference to it, but her grandfather is Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell,
okay,
which is how she knows Miss Jenny Powell, Miss Jenny Thomas.
Okay.
And at one point, the Dallas office took all of the Supreme Court appeals out of New Orleans, mm-hmm, brought it to the Dallas office. New Orleans was having fits, but I was assigned to work for Sidney Powell, who took over all of those appeals.
Okay.
And that was about the time that Woody Harrelson's father's appeal came through.
Wow.
And she had to call into her grandfather. I held the phone.
And was she consulting with headless entities at that point, or is this new?
No, you know, she was the most beautiful, tall, brunette, raven. I mean, her hair was beautiful. Her eyes are beautiful blue. Mm. Nothing like what she looks today. But same person, of course.
Sure.
And so that's how she knows Jenny Thomas.
Okay.
That's how she got into the positions that she's in.
Dear God.
You know,
do you know what happened to her?
Where did she come from?
Where did she, like, go crazy? Yeah.
What's the word?
You know, I have no idea, because that was back in the 80s.
Right.
And she seemed very, I mean, she was so elegant, she could go into Neiman Marcus and they would fall over.
Sure.
Because she, her elegance.
Right.
Was
she was an elegant and powerful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I don't know how we got from there to listening to Headless Entities, but here we are.
Wow.
In case you missed that part of the show.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry. Women that are internally decapitated and get their information from the wind,
which is a factual thing that can happen.
Yes.
Sometimes powerful people are like they end up not being told no. You know,
when they end up,
they get a lot of power, and so they think that everything they say
is
import.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think that may have happened to her.
That's why it's good that you guys tell me every morning that I'm. Crazy and nothing I say is of any value. See, that way I stay grounded. I stay tethered. I don't get my information in the wind.
Because otherwise you'd be talking.
Tethered firmly to earth because of you two.
We say you're crazy and you're flat chested. So
well, where's the lie detector?
But you know what? You haven't been talking to decapitated time traveling entities.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Am I getting sued by Dominion? No.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Noman. You're
look
welcome.
Look at what we do for you. The sacrifices we make for you.
You are out here every morning for me.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
you know,
to make you better.
I can't get through the rest of the show without knowing how Lara Trump does it all. How does Mrs. Eric?
Well, she got Trump fan mail asking.
How do you have time to do it all?
Oh,
wife, mother, political commentator,
so
kind, gorgeous. Oh, and great legs. You
kind.
In the world. Wow. Well, thank you. You know, my legs are very muscular because I work out a lot and do a lot of crazy things like triathlons and CrossFit. I don't know how I have time to do all the things that I do, although I feel like I probably should sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, thanks for sharing. Oh, I'm just worried about her sleep now.
What she said she does isn't a whole lot.
Well, also, I don't...
It's a lot with the... Yeah, just arranging the nannies while I'm
how do you
CrossFit,
say,
and it's really...
She's never done a triathlon in her life, has she?
Hard being a multimillionaire and having this... Okay. Crazy right-wing bitches and CrossFit. Discuss. Chris? Marjorie Taylor Greene? Lara Trump? Is it a right-wing lady thing?
You know my thing about CrossFit.
CrossFit's
so
a thing.
I don't even want to talk about CrossFit.
Yeah, CrossFit's not our territory.
Oh, boy. Mick in New Jersey. New York. I'm sorry. Hi, Mick. Go ahead.
Stephanie, I really think that you and Hale should be filling guest hosts on The Daily Show.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I think they should, too.
Yes, Chris, get on that right away. Yeah.
They have a bigger budget than us.
Yeah, listen, if Don Lemon thinks Nikki Haley's too old to live, I'm too old to do anything.
That was so uncomfortable.
I don't want to hear about any morning show drama unless Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are in it. Do you understand?
And there's some lesbian vibes. You need some lesbian vibes, too.
All right. Yes, exactly. I need a little hot lesbian sex. Where was I?
Was there lesbian sex in the morning show?
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
Oh, are you kidding me? With Juliana Margulies? Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. And Reese Witherspoon. Oh, spoiler alert. Okay.
Wow.
How's McDreamy doing?
Is he muerto? Is he muerto yet?
Yes! Spoiler alert.
We've been waiting for that one for 10 years.
Real good.
You've been warning me forever. Oh, wait till you get to that. And then I get to it. I'm like,
oh God.
Okay.
And you still didn't see it coming, did you?
But McSteamy is still around, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
No?
He was gone long before.
McSteamy's on Euphoria now, molesting teenagers.
Okay, you missed why they renamed the hospital. But, okay. Oh, yay, Dave in Vegas with happy clappy news. Okay. Hi, Dave. Dave?
Dave's not here, man.
Davey.
Dave, are you there?
Davey, you got eaten by Goliath.
He says Trump's going down. Of course he's not there. Just someone made me happy.
Well, usually you have people on hold for 60 minutes. So
I don't.
So he put the phone down.
Sorry.
I don't want to see Trump going down.
Sorry, we mentioned this earlier in the show, but can we give another love and light and shout out to Senator John Fetterman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His office said, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became more severe in recent weeks. His wife encouraged others to hold your loved ones close. You are not alone. After what he's been through in the past year, there's probably no one who wanted to talk about his own health less than John. I'm so proud of him for asking for help and getting the care he needs. This is a difficult time for our family, so please respect our privacy. For us, the kids come first. And that did not stop the right wing from being awful.
Nope.
But please, if you need help, get it. That is a profile in courage, and good for him. Hal Sparks is next.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.